Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well,
welcome to Dad Crossing. Today, we are taking a break from our usual schedule to give you all our initial thoughts on the new summer update. Dad Crossing is proudly part of the Nintendo Dads family of podcasts. So let's jump right into things. Today, we have our usual lineup of Nick, my son got lost swimming, Metzger.
True that he did. I want to know, Dan, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, is it the Polar Plunge update?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
See?
Why would you go? Why would you go swimming in the
dead
of winter? Yeah, I mean, I know you can, but why in God's name would you? Also, we have with us today, Sean, there's sharks in this water, Abbott.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Amazing. Sorry. I love it. Yeah. And, of course, I'm just going to move on. And, of course, me, Dan, the time pirate, Caparello, who decided that time traveling was easier than waiting the next day. So, call me a hypocrite if you want to.
Did you find it easier? You started to peddle your wares to every other person on Discord and Twitter, too.
Yes, well, misery loves company, doesn't it, Nick?
Did you have to run at 88 miles an hour with your Switch? And was that fine?
Yeah, you know, it was rough, you know, but we got there. Switch burned right up. Great. Well, let's just jump right into it because, we don't really have much else to talk about. First of all, do you guys have any plans for this 4th of July? I know, Sean, you must be planning like a whole fireworks show in your backyard. And
I'll be having a toast to everybody because we've got family that live in Florida. So I've got an uncle that lives in Clearwater and another uncle that lives like Orange County sort of area.
Oh, cool.
So I'll be having a bit of a toast to that, but for me this weekend Formula One's back, so I am literally going to be spending most of the weekend watching motorsport.
Nice.
So, but
that's good. Hey,
I hope you guys have a really nice weekend.
We have a Formula One track here in Austin.
I know, it's one of them that I want to visit. I've done the British one. I want to do Barcelona, and Austin, Texas is another one that I want to visit.
All right, well, when you come, you better give me a shout out because we need to go get a beer and y'all can even stay with us. It'll be fun. Be good.
That'd be amazing.
Because Austin can be expensive if you're traveling here. So what are we going to do? I don't know. Nothing, probably. Our kids don't care, so they're too young. So I don't know what we're going to do. We don't really make plans for 4th of July. Especially this year. I mean, we normally would go to somebody's barbecue, but nobody's doing that. So we're kind of just, and now like, so Texas, the incident or the like number of COVID cases like spiked right up. So they just put everybody back in a lockdown. They're like, okay, masks are required for everyone. $250 fine if you're not wearing one. And just for the love of God, stay home. So we're not doing anything for 4th of July. We will be watching other people's fireworks from our backyard. Let's go down to a happier place, which is Animal Crossing.
The what the crap? What about me, huh?
Oh, hey, Nick. Huh?
Freaking let Matt talk, would you, huh?
Yeah, right. Come on, Nick. Tell us what you're doing.
No, we already did fireworks. Yesterday a city actually had them, and so that was cool. Actually, that was really – I have never really been a firework person, but the city did a really good job. It was well social distanced and everything. I didn't feel like we were too encumbered by people. And so I liked that. And to just have something a little bit normal – and for me, fireworks have never really been that big of a deal, but just sitting on a lawn chair, kids were playing with the little glow sticks and fireworks were shooting off. I don't know. There was something a little nice about it, you know? And that fireworks have never really been my thing. But that was interesting. And then tomorrow or today at this point, we are going to my grandmother who lives on a river, and just going to have some fun, probably eat way too much hot dogs and hamburgers and all that kind of stuff and just have some family fun. So that's what we're doing here in Michigan.
Nice. Nice, dude. That
Thanks for asking, Dan. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You know, I'm glad you told me because it does sounds delightful. I'm coming over. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
So Animal Crossing, summer update is here. It dropped yesterday at like 9 something my time, whatever. And well, you know, guys, we all had kind of our own little experience jumping into this update. I jumped in at around 11 p.m. when everybody went to sleep. And I found out that you can't get a bathing suit at 11 p.m. in Animal Crossing because you can order one from Nook Shopping, which comes the next day, or you can buy one with your Nook tickets, which comes the next day, or you can buy one at Nook's Cranny, which is not open at 11 p.m. So I tried all of that, and then I even tried, like, okay, well, maybe if I like log off and then log back in, my mail will be there, you know, maybe, we'll see. Tried all that stuff, and I sort of came to the conclusion that, like, you know, I'm not going to be able to play tomorrow, and I really want to be able to talk about this. So I'm going to do the unthinkable. I'm going to time travel. And so I did it. I set my clock back to 1 p.m., and I jumped in, and there was the swimsuit waiting for me at Nick's Cranny, and I jumped in the water and had a grand old time. And, well, no regrets. I changed my clock back. Who knows if I'll ever dip into that again. I had no turnips, so I really had nothing to lose other than the respective Nick, obviously. but yeah, it was great. What about you guys? How was your experience just kind of jumping in for the first time? No pun intended. Actually, pun yeah, totally I intended.
Could have said that was a good one. I worked until late yesterday, so I didn't get to play it all day until I got home at like 8 p.m. Then I had to wait for the download to install. So it was like 9 p.m. last night. I managed to play an hour and a half of it. And it was kind of like a run around real quick. What can I do? What can I do? What's changed? So yeah, I'm going to spend a bit more time later on this afternoon doing a bit more, I think.
Nice, nice.
Well, I looked at my phone at like midnight last night and saw that somebody was swimming. And so I freaked out because I'm like, you can swim already? I thought you'd have to wait until the 5 a.m. day switch, but apparently not. So I got my Switch out and started looking around, and then I realized that someone's just a dirty time pirate, and that's the only way that he was able to actually get those pictures.
I didn't go to tomorrow. I went to earlier today, so I actually went backwards in time. That's less nefarious.
So I will say this: you helped me in this sense, because I was just going to go to bed and just do it all in the morning, but I happened to be on anyways, so I bought the Nook Mile swimsuit and snorkeling thing, which I didn't realize you don't really need the snorkeling thing to do it. You can, as long as you have a wetsuit, you're fine. But I bought those, and then I thought, well, whatever. And so then I just went to bed when I realized that you were just time traveling, like Back to the Future over here. But when I did get on the next day, I was one of the ones that had, and I don't know if it's a glitch, a bug, if it's just kind of how it's going to work, where sometimes you'll have a wetsuit, sometimes you won't in the Nook store. But Nintendo Dad, Justin, had this same problem where he ran to his Nook store and did not have a wetsuit in his Nook store, and I did not either. And so if I would not have bought mine with a Nook Miles ticket, I would not have been able to swim today. And so thank you very much for that. I will say, and
you're welcome, Nick, for breaking the rules. Right.
Thank you, Time Pirate, for making it all possible.
I'm a regular modern day Robin Hood over here.
You are.
I steal from Nintendo and give to the poor.
That's exactly it. I will say, when I closed out, this is very weird, and that's why I think it's a bug, but I don't know for sure. When I closed my Switch out, when I closed my Animal Crossing out and came back in fresh, there was a swimsuit sitting there for me. But initially, it was not there at like 9 a.m. So I'm pretty sure I don't get it, but that's what happened for me. So, so that was the thing. But when I jumped in for the first time, I loved it. Like I was just, for some reason, when I saw the pictures and the trailer from the summer update thing that they did on Twitter, and the YouTube video, it really seemed very confining. Like I really thought it was just going to be a little piece of like right off the right side of your island. That was going to be all you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, I agree.
To have your entire island, even the backside, you can swim in the back if you want. The whole thing is just, they basically put a net around a good bit of your entire island and you get to swim around. You can jump in on any side. You can do fun dives. I had a couple friends over and we were diving off of the side. I have a Twitter, it's up on our Endad Crossing Twitter page where we were flipping into the water. Totally fun. Can't say enough about it. I love it.
Yeah, I guess they've been able to swim all the way around the island. It was the only way that my wife realized that Red was on her island. And she was swimming around the back. She saw his big pirate ship and she was like, ooh, art.
Yeah, that's great. I ran into what's his butt, Pascal, really pretty quickly, you know? And man, that dude's hilarious. Did y'all get some like silly dialogue from him? I put it on my Twitter. It was like, he was like, oh, what did he say? Hang on, I gotta find it now because it's too funny.
Yeah, I had some line and I can't remember what it was, but yeah, it was some joke there. I can't remember.
Did y'all try like diving in, like doing a running start and then diving into the water?
Oh yeah, the flip is awesome.
Yeah, that's super fun. Oh yeah, he says mint is weird. Like, how does a flavor make your mouth feel cold? Barely makes sense, man. That's cool. And I was like, okay. All right, Pascal.
He gave me some kind of a riddle about apples. I can't remember it now.
Yeah, he's silly. No, silly, silly guy. But anyway, let's jump into the mechanics behind diving, which I thought worked really well. I mean, it's kind of cool being able to, first of all, it's just cool to be able to swim anywhere you want to pretty much anyway. You could traverse the entirety of your island through swimming. But Nick, do you want to go over like how to dive, you know, how to swim, yeah, how to sure. dive, what you need to get mm-hmm. there?
Yeah. So, despite what you see on the trailer, when they were talking about it, you really only need a wetsuit. You don't have to have the snorkel on to do it. Although it looks pretty cool. I admit, I like it. I like to have it on, but you only have to have the wetsuit on. You can walk up to the water and press the A button and you will kind of just dive right in. If you walk up on the sand, you kind of just do this, I don't know, just kind of start to walk right into the water. But if you're on the dock, any one of the number of docks, or if you're on the, like where the rocks are and you get like a running start and you press the A button, you'll do this cool flip dive into the water, which is really cool. Then you press the A button to kind of move your arms and swim faster. If you don't press the A button, you just move forward. You do this little doggy paddle thing. You don't really go very far, very fast. And you're looking for bubbles. Like, that's what you want to find. You find the bubbles, you press the A button to start swimming to near the bubbles, then you press the Y button and you dive under the water and you'll see a little black spot. And some of them don't move and you can just kind of swim right over it. And once you swim over it, you'll grab whatever it is, come back up and your guy will show you what you got. But some of them do. And those are the fun ones. Like when you get an octopus or something like that. And mm-hmm. when the first time I dove down and it just started to like scoot away from me, I was like, ah! And so you had to like press the A button to try to catch up to it and get it. I just love it. And then whatever you get, you can take to the museum. Blathers wants all of it. Like always, got to give the firstborn to the Blathers.
Oh yeah.
And really, a lot of it's well priced too. I was finding. I mean, you don't get a ton of money for any of it, but you get like 1,000 to 1,500 bells for each and everything you get, and you can scoop up a lot of stuff pretty darn quick. There's a lot of bubble spots in it, I thought. So that's the basics.
Yeah, it's pretty time consuming for the money. So I don't know that I would do it as like a cash grab, but it's still really fun, and it's especially fun just getting all the new stuff. Like every time, I love jumping in for the first time because everything you get's new. You know, you get a couple of sea pineapples and you're like, oh, awesome. You know, these are so cool. And you get your first octopus and you're like, what? I'm going to go give it to my octopus on my island and see how they react. And I'm like,
that's a really good idea.
Yeah, totally. if you have one.
I like the chasing. And I like that when you go down and you get close to it, you get the, there's like that little dust cloud of them moving and the sand. Mm-hmm. So there's like these little animations that I've really liked. So
oh, the top down view with the water looks amazing. I thought that looked great. They did a great job with that. Totally. Yeah.
I challenge myself when I dive to try to dive like directly on it, because you can, even the ones that scoot away, if you dive directly on it, you'll get it immediately. So it's always like my challenge to try to line myself up perfectly, so when I dive, I'm like right on top of it.
That's fun. I didn't try that hard. Once I figured out that you could swim under the water, I was like, I'll just go under there and grab the thing.
Yeah, and you can stay under for quite a good time. You kind of get that pre-warning of like a big bubble of you breathing out, and then you get maybe like another 5-10 seconds after that, and then you have to bob up.
And then you drown. So that's the end of your game.
They're very forgiving too, because the bubble does not go away. Like the one time I did miss it. You can't
scare them away.
Yeah, the one time I did miss it, I was like, oh, I bet it's gone. But it wasn't. I could dive back down to get it, whatever it was.
That's good. I didn't know that. Because I got all of my stuff, guys.
Yeah.
So you're swimming around, you're doing experimenting, grabbing new stuff. Then suddenly an otter appears. A wild otter appears. And it's Pascal, and he's a cool dude. I think he's maybe swallowed a little too much seawater because he's a little off the he's a few cards short of a deck, if you know what I mean. But he's after pearls, and so he'll buy scallops from you, right? Scallops? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't you talk, Nick, about what's the deal with pearls and scallops and otters, and how do you get mermaid stuff? That's what we all want to know.
Yes, it is what we all want to know. The first time you grab a scallop, Pascal appears like a ninja out of nowhere. And he's just kind of like, what do you have there? And I'm I don't even know what I have here.
I wasn't watching you, but what do you have there?
Yeah. And so he's like, well, for that scallop, I'll give you this DIY recipe. And so you give him a scallop, and he gives you a DIY recipe, which as Dan has said, is all about mermaid stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what I got. I think I got a mermaid couch or something. I can't really remember. I've gotten one DIY recipe. I don't know if we know or if we're assuming, I'm not certain which one it is, because I don't know for sure, that you will find Pascal once a day somewhere in the water. Do we know that for sure, or is that an assumption?
My wife did some reading, and what she could discover through reading was that he's going to only appear once a day.
Okay.
So I'd carry your scallops in your pocket with you, just in case.
So if you encounter Pascal and you do not have a scallop in your pocket, he will not give you anything. And that's not new. Like, he has been... He's been in quite a few. Pascal's not new to the series. He's been in quite a few Animal Crossing. I don't think he was in the first one, but I could be wrong. Maybe he was.
No, he wasn't.
No, okay. No. I didn't think so. But this is the first time you encounter him. Not the first time. You did in New League, probably, too. But then to make the DIY recipe, you have to have a pearl, which I have not found yet. But, Sean, did you say you have found one?
I found one pearl, yeah.
After how long?
I played for about an hour and a half. I've done 60 different dives, I think, and found one pearl. So.
Yeah, so they're not going
to be... That's a really easy number. Yeah, that's some really easy number miles to get as well.
I didn't find a single one. I was probably in there for an hour or so.
Well, right. But that's fine.
Do we want them to be really easy? Because no, it's one of them where burn out and be like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad that swimming is fun. You know, it's not like you're doing some dumb mundane task. You're getting stuff. You're doing other things while you're in there trying to snag some pearls.
What I will say is I popped across to, hey, it's Chad's Island, and... I thought, oh, while I'm here, I'll have a look in his nook's cranny to see if he's got a different wetsuit. Because when I appeared, he was wearing this really nice dark blue and green wetsuit. And I thought, oh, that's better than my black and white horizontal one. I couldn't see the wetsuit in his nook's cranny.
Hmm.
So I don't know if you can buy them from other people's, like you can like different carpets and stuff like that and flowers.
Why wouldn't you be able to buy other people's? That's weird.
I don't know. It's something I was going to test today.
Yeah. This is a glitch, man. I am fairly certain or a bug of some sort. I don't know. Because when my mom came over to my island, she bought the wetsuit that was in my nooks. So this whole some people being able to see a wetsuit in their nooks, some people not being able to see a wetsuit, like this is a quandary, I think, that for some reason is just not worked out. Something's a little awry with this. It doesn't make sense. Because Isabel says in the morning, hey, because at first I thought maybe I misread it, but then when I was watching Justin's stream of him going swimming, I watched for that, and Isabel told him, hey, you know, the waters are clear, go swimming, and you can get it either at the Nook shopping app or at Nook store. I mean, that's what she says. It's not like and or. You have both options. But then when he went there, it wasn't there, just like it wasn't for me. So that's the one thing in this whole update that's been a little awry, I think.
Yeah. So the mermaid items look pretty cool. I just looked up a bunch of them. They're all a very like oceany themed and very seashelly. There is, what is this? A mermaid wall, which is like a pink shell. Let's see, bed, rug, lamp, sofa. Yeah, I mean, it's all pretty much, it's all your typical fare, but it's a lot more like pastel colored and much more nautical than a lot of the other oceany stuff, which I like because mm-hmm. I've had my whole island is pirate ship themed. So I think I'm going to try to grab some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
And I think it'll go really well with the summer seashell stuff that's been going on.
There's a mermaid tiara. So
nice.
Just tell me, Dan, is there a mermaid wand? Is there a mermaid wand?
Don't see a wand.
You got to be kidding me. Really?
No. Sorry. No wand. Shoes, princess dress. You might be interested in that.
Need one more.
So definitely want to get that princess dress. So apparently underwater, different creatures react differently, and you can kind of tell what you're about to snag. Is that true, Nick?
I did not see that, but it may very well be true. The only way that
Sean,
I can see...
Sean, did you put that in the notes?
Yeah, I drove that. So the giant clam and the... What was the one that moved quite fast for me last night? The abalone. They move quite quickly, so... And they're pretty big because the circle size, the shadow size changes as well, depending on what you're catching. So, but they're two of the ones that last night I had to chase quite a bit. I was like getting close because I, like Nick, I wanted to try and hover over it as quickly, as much as possible because I didn't have much time. I didn't want to be chasing things around. But yeah, they move pretty quick. In fact, one moved that fast that I had to come back up and go back down to get it. So,
see, I'm not the only speedy one, Dan.
Well, fine. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I'm sure once we, you know, just like fishing, once we are doing this for a while, it'll be second nature to us. Like, oh, that's an octopus. I don't want to get that. You know, we'll be able to see it from a mile away and say, like, I want to go grab that pearl on the other side of my island. And such. So, no patch for dodos. Sean, tell me about that.
It was one of the first things that I wanted to check was when you're to Hives Island, you get that option of liquidating what you've got in your pockets or delivering it to your home. So the first thing I wanted to do was I went straight to a mystery island once I'd like spent a bit of time swimming in my water, thinking, I wonder if I can catch anything else a little bit interesting on a mystery island, if you can still do the swimming as far as you can on the mystery island. And then as I went back, I thought, oh, I've got some duplicates. Maybe it's cool that they might have put that patch in that I can sell everything straight from, is it Wilbur?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And you can't. They still haven't done that. So you still have to go home, go to your nook's cranny and sell it rather than
But you can swim on a mystery island?
You can, yeah. You can literally turn around and jump straight off the dock where the plane is, straight into the water. You don't even have to go on the island until you obviously want to go back on the plane. You have to walk in on the sand. But yeah, you can just, you can swim around. It's not as far as you can go because obviously the Mystery Island's footprint is quite a bit smaller than our island footprint. But
yeah, yeah. Swimming in general in this one is way more free than it was in New Leaf, where if I remember correctly, you could only swim on the tropical island. And even then, like, your camera angle didn't really change and you could only go out like a little bit from the shore. And to grab an item, you would like hover over it, hit the button, and then like dive down and grab it. There wasn't a whole lot of like play with it. It was fairly simple. So I'm glad they opened it up quite a bit. seems to be a theme happening with this game for sure.
Kudos on going to a mystery island. I never even thought about swimming on a mystery island, to be honest. I never even thought about if they would let you do that. In fact, I would assume they would not have let you do that. So that's really cool that you can. I do agree with the freeing for sure. It's just fun. I have this fire on my, like the bonfire right on my beach. So they've done such a good job. Like I'm swimming and I just look over and there's the bonfire and I see like, I see Fauna just like walking away from, and all you can really see is just like her shadow because she's so far away and you're in the water. And it's just really cool. They've done a really good job with it and it's just fun. You're swimming, makes it feel more like summer. I don't know. I just really like it. Like it way more than I ever thought I would, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. Well, that's what we have.
That's pretty much everything.
The update. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't anything else.
Gulliver. Just so there is another.
That's true.
There is another update in here, with the, you know, the time pirate. Should, you know, I can't believe he didn't call this out. I mean, we got Gulliver, who is now a pirate. But and I really thought maybe.
But I didn't see him yet, so I don't want to.
Nobody's seen him that I know of.
Yeah.
So we don't have much to say on that. Maybe it's not going to be as big of a thing as we thought it was going to be, because I really thought maybe you'd wake up, you'd be able to swim, everybody would have Gulliver on their island, they would, you know, but that was not the case. I just had Gulliver like 2 days ago, so if he's in the same rotation as the old Gulliver, it could be quite a while before I see him.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen Gulliver, I mean, I haven't been playing in a little while, but I'm going to check back every day to make sure. This update, I think, will get me back in. I think.
You and a lot of other people have said that too. So.
Well, I fell off of Borderlands, so you'll be happy to know that.
Oh no!
Fell off the border.
Yeah, you know, I beat it. I started a second campaign with Brick, and I have not downloaded Borderlands 2 because 40 gigabytes will take all day on my Switch.
So. Yeah.
So that's a big chunk.
Yeah. I don't mind the space. It's the download speed that pisses me off. It's like I can't do anything on my Switch for the whole day.
Nighttime, man. Three nights later, you'll be able to play it.
Yeah.
But the same here. If I get an update for Call of Duty Warzone, me and the daughter are both like... We sit there like watching it and it's like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. Yeah, like 5 megabytes if I'm lucky.
It's horrible. Horrible. And we're all thankful that Nintendo has mastered data compression somehow.
Seriously, it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, why don't we wrap it up then? Make it a short one.
All right,
so that
guys.
Our audience doesn't get all bored of listening to our dumb voices.
Dumb voices and our Borderland conversations. Hey, guys, we want to thank you for listening to us once again. Dad Crossing is a part of Nintendo Dad's family of podcasts. You can find new Nintendo Dad's content wherever podcasts are found. If you have questions or comments, you can reach out to us, as always, on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, everything at NDadCrossing. We want to give the Nintendo Dads a big thanks for making this craziness happen. From Sean Abbott, Dan Caparello, and myself, Nick Metzger, we hope your village is sunny and your villagers are happy. See you later, folks.
Flipped and dipped. Sean, well, you and I need to come up with some kind of order for like who talks first.